is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. After huddling with President Biden, Democratic governors say they're still good to go with Joe.
The governors say they stand with President Biden, but they're worried about the state of the race. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said Thursday night was a bad performance.
A path to victory in November is the number one priority, and that's the number one priority of the president.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the conversation...
We were honest about the feedback that we were getting. We were honest about the concerns that we were hearing from people.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the president intends to stay in the race.
President Joe Biden is in it to win it.
She says she feels confident after the meeting. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, New York.
At the White House this evening,
the president and first lady are using this holiday celebration to honor active duty military service members and their families. They've invited them to attend a barbecue on the South Lawn of the White House. The Bidens will deliver remarks in celebration of Independence Day, and then they will join their invited guests to view the fireworks display over the National Mall.
CBS's Linda Kenyon reporting from the White House. In the Caribbean, Beryl is now a Category 3 hurricane swirling its way towards Mexico. Michael Brennan is head of the National Hurricane Center.
Beryl is expected to weaken as it moves overland to a tropical storm, but then expected to re-intensify and be at or near hurricane strength as we go from Saturday into Sunday and Monday as it slows and begins to turn more northwestward, bringing the center of the system close to northeastern Mexico or deep south Texas.
The storm was responsible for at least 7 deaths when it roared through the southeastern Caribbean. Blistering heat and a voracious wildfire in the nation's west.
Northern California, crews are trying to get a handle on the wildfire while also battling triple-digit temperatures. They're using a nearby reservoir to make water drops to help stop out this wildfire. But the dry and windy conditions are expected to stick around through the holiday weekend.
CBS's Elise Preston in Oroville, California, where thousands of local residents have had to be evacuated. Australian police confirmed they have found human remains while searching for a 12-year-old they believe was the victim of a crocodile attack.
The recovery has been made. It was particularly gruesome for the family. It is the most devastating outcome. They are in a state of extreme shock and disbelief.
The child was last seen on Tuesday swimming with family near a remote town in Australia's Northern Territory. And in the Middle East, the Lebanese Hezbollah group says it's launched over 200 rockets at several military bases in Israel in retaliation for a strike that killed one of its senior commanders. The attack by the Iran-backed group is one of the largest in the months-long conflict. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
Sorry.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a 4th of July update. It's parade day in Racine. Preparations are underway as we speak for the 88th annual 4th Fest of Greater Racine Parade. Folks started putting up blankets at 5 a.m. with the main procession starting at 9. The parade route is 2.5 miles along Main Street, officially starting at Gould and Main. It'll move south and turn up 14th Street. There will be a military flyover at some point during the parade. For those that can't get to downtown Racine, you can watch on Channel 24 or on the My 24 TV website. Tonight for the fireworks, the city of Racine has set up extra accessible parking. That's in a lot near the Kids Cove Playground Beach. While Racine's downtown parade takes center stage, several other communities in Racine County are hosting their own Independence Day celebrations today. Union Grove, Raymond, and Waterford each offer unique parades and family-friendly activities, including a cow pie raffle and kids' tractor pull in Raymond. Tishigan completes the countywide festivities with a fireworks display Saturday night. Looking south, Kenosha has their downtown dedicated to the 4th, with a carnival, live music, and a fireworks show tonight. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com. Happy 4th.
The Bucks add a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks signed 30-year-old Torian Prince. Last year with the Lakers, the 6'5" Prince averaged about 9 points a game in 78 appearances. He played for Minnesota before that. Baseball, Brewers making a trade. They sent a prospect infielder, Gregory Barrios, to the Rays for a starting right-handed pitcher, 29-year-old Aaron Civale. Last night, the Crew with a 3-0 win over the Rockies. The first shutout for Milwaukee at Coors Field since 2005. Christian Yelich, with a home run, named as a starter in the upcoming All-Star game, along with catcher William Contreras. Colin Ray pitching 7 innings in the shutout.
Code Red. We call him Code Red. He was sensational and really efficient. I think he went more down and away fastball than he normally does. And you'd have to ask him, but I don't think he threw as many cutters.
Yeah, it was a late night. That's manager Pat Murphy. They wrap up the 4-game series tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today, a little muggy. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon with a wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, especially after midnight. Our low down to 66 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms at a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
You're all I got. Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
To enjoy retirement, how would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free life? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 2-886-9200.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Summer's greatest hits are going on now, and Macy's July 4th sale has summer's greatest savings, like 20 to 60% off warm weather styles to refresh your look. Shop amazing limited time specials like swim and cover-ups for your next beach day, 50% off. And sandals from On 34th, Tommy Hilfiger, and more, 30 to 40% off. Going on now at Macy's. Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off already reduced prices, exclusions apply.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule in include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward date in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
I told her that I was a flop with chicks. wheel spin and wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show. Spinning wheel spinning wheel fly.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the 4th of July update. It's parade day in Racine. Preparations are underway as we speak for the 88th annual 4th Fest of Greater Racine Parade. Folks started putting up chairs and blankets at 5 a.m. with the main procession starting at 9. The parade route is 2.5 miles along Main Street, officially starting at Gould and Main. It'll move south and turn up 14th Street. There will be a military flyover at some point during the parade. For those that can't get to downtown Racine, you can watch on Channel 24 or on the My 24 TV website. Tonight for the fireworks, the city of Racine has set up extra accessible parking. That's in a lot near the Kids Cove Playground at North Beach. While Racine's downtown parade takes center stage, several other communities in Racine County are hosting their own Independence Day celebrations today. Union Grove, Raymond, and Waterford each offer unique parades and family-friendly activities, including a cow pie raffle and kids' tractor pull in Raymond. Tishigan completes the countywide festivities with a fireworks display Saturday night. Looking south, Kenosha has their downtown dedicated to the 4th, with a carnival, live music, and a fireworks show tonight. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com. Happy 4th.
A new outreach program is targeting kids in the rural community, trying to get them excited about more education. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and news on a Friday. It's called the College for Rural Wisconsin. Jennifer Blazik's their director, and she'll explain what it is next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
The College to You Roadshow comes up next week, July 9th. Jennifer Blazik is the program director for the College for Rural Wisconsin. She said a recent survey they conducted showed just exactly where rural students need a little help.
We did a recent survey of high school students and UW-Madison students who are from rural areas. And one of the top things that came out of that was applications and just support and help through not only applying to college, but that application process and how to understand that. So we're really working on that right now and are building out not only resources that people can access anytime on our website, but also that we can support and provide in person at schools around that college application process.
Jennifer, she is the program director for the College for Rural Wisconsin. If you'd like to find out more about what's going on with the College to You Roadshow, or a little bit more on the support mechanism they've put in place to try to help rural students discover secondary education and four-year campuses, go to collegefororural.wisc.edu. And UW Extension staff are reminding farmers to slow down and take care of yourself. We understand the stress you're facing with the weather conditions and economic market conditions. They say exercise, one way to try to reduce levels of your body's stress hormones. Mindfulness, practicing paying attention on purpose. Slow, deep breathing can help reduce your blood pressure. Gratitude and practicing gratitude is something that can also help you with stress. And getting a social support to help you get through your day-to-day. Just some tips from UW Extension. I'm PM Yonke.
Partly cloudy today, a little muggy. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon with a wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, especially after midnight. Our low down to 66 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms and a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
sunshine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it did before. So if you've got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you. This stone is genuine, like love should be. And if your baby's truer than
hits. It's WRJN. Good morning and happy 4th of July. The Don Rosen Morning Show. Don getting all set to ride in Racine's 88th annual 4th of July parade. Starts at 8:30 this morning with all the fire trucks and stuff. Right down Main Street, Don and Lou Regani will be out there in one of Lou's classic cars this morning. So look forward to that. Looks like a beautiful morning for a parade, and we'll make the perfect soundtrack until they step off right here on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with EZ Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience. Test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable. Pride Mobility and the team at EZ Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
That's the sound of steak searing in its juices on your new pellet grill. You heard that right. The Weber Searwood Pellet Grill can smoke low and slow at 180 degrees all the way to a high heat sear. With the Weber Searwood, you can cook on the direct flame over the full great sear zone. You'll hear the gasp of amazement from friends and family when you serve the food. Cooking with the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill just sounds delicious and tastes even better.
Everyone's calendar is marked for the 4th of July, and once again, WRJN is proud to help Racine celebrate the 4th. The 88th annual parade steps off at 9 a.m. at Main and Gould Streets and runs over 2.5 miles through downtown. Then, stake out your favorite lakefront North Beach spot for the spectacular fireworks display at dusk Thursday night. The fireworks are sponsored by Racine and Festival Foods. It's timeless fun on the 4th, and we're proud to be part of it on WRJN.
WRJN. Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost a minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been.
for 97 years. We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's WRJN. Good morning. Don Rosen getting ready to ride in this morning's parade in downtown Racine. Chris Morrow filling in early here on Thursday morning. Happy 4th of July. Smokey.
Star waiting for the earth. lights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Some high-profile Democrats circling the wagons around President Biden. CBS's Leah Mishkin reports.
The governors have his back.
Multiple Democratic state governors closed ranks around President Joe Biden after meeting with him at the White House Wednesday.
President Joe Biden is in it to win it. And all of us said we pledged our support to him.
It comes as the president works to reassure his fellow Democrats of fitness for office after last week's poor debate performance, which he addressed in a radio interview yesterday.
I had a bad night. I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done.